Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Liron Bernstein, who is the CEO of CSO, joins us in a studio. What would you pack for lunch?
I haven't thought about it, to be honest.
Well, you know what?
It's not one of my top priorities, to be honest.
Yeah, planning. We've got to think about these things. Okay, fine. So, you know what? We'll let our listeners do that.
Yes, I think that's better.
Let them make their suggestions. 061-895-1019. Okay, so, of course, peaceful protests, protected and legitimate. But large gatherings can create a space for opportunists and agitators. To help us understand the current security environment, we're joined by Liron Saunders, CEO of the CSO. All right, welcome back. Let's just talk about what CSO is so far seeing this morning and how would you describe the current security environment?
So, I don't want to speak too soon, but so far everything is quiet and going, I don't want to say not as per expected, but it seems to be a normal day out there, which is, I think, as a start, a good sign. However, these things
are very weird
and very strange, but these things tend to change very quickly. So I think even if we look at yesterday as a, I don't want to say a test case, but if we look at yesterday's environment, we started to see things picking up around lunchtime. So
because they haven't packed the proper lunch. I'm telling you, then people get hungry and then they act out.
We're now talking to your expertise here.
Rude. But yes, I hear it.
So look, we're going to follow it and we'll see how everything transpires realistically. That's the feeling on the ground. And again, I think what's very important is, today is the start, potentially, and this could go on for 2 or 3 days. Hopefully it doesn't, but we need to be prepared.
It's interesting because most of us don't really think that. Like, we don't think like that. We think June 30th, boom, that's the day. And by midnight tonight, it's all over.
Back to normal.
But it might well not be.
It might not be. And I think if we look back to 2021, it was a week long, if I'm not mistaken. We plan for the worst and we hope for the best, essentially. So that's where our mindset is.
Yes,
at currently.
I was wondering about that as well. I spoke a little bit earlier to Mark van Jaarsveld and I asked him about, because they've got these big vehicles and I think they're really cool, but other people, you know, say, oh, they make me anxious. How do you balance that? Making sure that the CSO is fully prepared, but at the same time doesn't cause more anxiety through its preparedness?
Good question. So I think the CSO is in a very lucky situation because our role is significantly different to the roles of other security players in the market for today. The whole security industries look working collaboratively together to assist the police and make sure that there is this big presence out there. Where the CSO's role is, we're community focused and community based, i.e. Right. Our responsibility is to our community.
And it's focused, it's more clear in a way.
It's much clearer of what our responsibility is. Mm. We don't have 100 vehicles to deploy out to assist the SAPS. So what are we doing? We're doing a smaller targeted focus in our areas. So we're making sure that where our community is based, they're safe and they're our top priority. We're not deploying vehicles out to Alexandra or Soweto, etc., to assist with the SAPS because we don't have that capacity. So our focus is very much internal into the community and into our communal area. So it gives us a lot more clarity of what we need to do today.
That said, what is an addition to the responsibility that other organizations don't have is the potential Jewish factor, and we aren't seeing, or certainly I'm not picking up any anti-Israel rhetoric. I'm not picking up any anti-Jewish rhetoric in some of the things that I'm seeing, but we know the nature of this. How much of a concern is that?
look, it's always a concern when there's something good or something bad. It's easy to blame the Jews for it, and that is the reality of the world at the moment. We are monitoring online information in and around the marches. Has there been some outlets that are saying that the Jews are behind this? Yes, of course there has been. That's the natural inclination. So we're monitoring that. Hopefully it doesn't spill out into our areas and impact our community. As of now, I don't think it will. Hopefully we carry on. But again, our focus has been predominantly around our community, our installations, our facilities, and making sure that they are ready and prepared and understand what the potential implications could be towards them.
Right. Are there hotspots within the areas where there are high density of Jewish community living?
So it's interesting. We read lots of reports and lots of different information outlets saying this is going to be a hotspot area. This is going to be a hotspot area. So where are the hotspot areas? We don't know exactly. We're going to see as the day progresses. Is there a hotspot area that may border where the Jewish community frequents? Yes, it is a potential. But do we know if it's going to transpire to something? We don't know yet. And as the day goes forward, if something does happen, we obviously going to keep everyone up to date and informed. That's what our purposes.
Where are those hotspots that you would or potential hotspots?
So I would say the Louis Botha corridor is a good option for a potential hotspot area. Look, if we look at the geography of Louis Botha, on the one end you've got Alexandra, and on the other end you've got Joburg CBD. Now a lot of the workforce in between all of that area has to travel to work, and that is the main thoroughfare for the transport corridor. So Sandton, Midrand, Glen Hazel, Houghton, Illovo, Killarney, all of these areas use that corridor for transport.
So people shouldn't be crossing Louis Botha. You know what? I've suspected that for long, hey? Stay on the side of Louis Botha. No, I'm joking.
We're not saying don't cross Louis Botha. At the moment, it's all clear and smooth sailing. But if I was to be concerned, that is a corridor channel that would concern me personally.
Right. Okay. And that certainly makes sense. The other day, you also said something about just keep an eye on certain highways and just make sure that those areas, you check those areas before you travel.
Correct. So look, any major national highway could be impacted today. As of now, nothing, which is absolutely amazing. I actually saw just before coming in here that Waze actually sent out a notification about the march to march, and that the Joburg CBD traffic will be affected, which is quite interesting.
That is interesting.
Quite impressive as well. It's the first I've seen of that. So look, I think a lot of the role players in the industry and in the market are very aware of what the impacts of today could be, and they've been as vocal about it so that everyone is well informed and well prepared.
Right. In terms of your relationship with the national security bodies, talk to me about that.
So, look, as always, as I said at the beginning, we are very, I don't want to say very small, but we are very focused on our specific role and what our mission is. We can't achieve that alone, so we work with all of our security partners as well as the police force. And what's very important, I think, look, where our community lives is a very broad-based area and demographic, and there's specific security partners in each of those areas, and all of those security partners that we have seen have stepped up to assist today. So if it is a CAP, if it is a 24/7, if it is a Stallion, if it is a Magain, etc., we've seen a Fidelity ADT, we've seen a lot of massive efforts being put in by the security bodies to assist today. So really, area depending, all of these security companies are really putting out all the stops for today to make sure that their areas and communities are safe.
What should people not do today? Besides spread rumors and share those WhatsApps that are unverified.
Look, I would say everyone should carry on with their day as normal as much as possible. That's the advice. So, and again, don't spread rumors and don't follow the general news outlets. Find somewhere or someone that you trust and follow that as a source of information. I would say where I'm sitting right now is a good source of information. Mm-hmm. It's well vetted, it's well thought out, and it's well communicated. So really try find.
Stay with us on Chai FM. So, we will keep you posted.
Yeah.
I see that there are reports now. Of a small group of people currently marching on a caisson road that's toward Main Reef Road in the Boksburg North area. I knew Boksburg would be the first to go. Law enforcement security are monitoring the gathering. So it's a small group of people currently marching on a caisson road. I don't really know the area particularly well, but that is in the Boksburg North area. The you obviously are I mean again like we saw this last night as well within that Boksburg area.
So look, I think the Boksburg Benoni area has been quite topical over the past few weeks. It's very interesting. I think they've had protests on march nearly every single day for the past week leading up to this. It's been quite a that I would say that is a hot spot. Luckily it's quite far from where most of our community is. I know there are some people who work out that side of town, but again the advice is find a solid news media outlet. If you're concerned or confused or you don't understand, call our control room. They have all of the information.
Okay, so that's
live.
What I wanted to ask you. Because,
and ask.
Yeah, I think there is a bit of a hesitancy because people think, oh, you know, everybody's phoning. I don't want to add to the burden of it. Tell me how people should treat this and behave around this.
So I think everyone needs to be informed and everyone needs to make informed decisions. If you're confused or you don't understand or you're not sure if something is right to do or right to follow, phone someone and ask for advice. We're happy to be that source of information for you. Our teams are well briefed. They're well understanding of the environment. Again, we have teams out on the streets within our areas and they're communicating with all the other security companies. So they're well informed of what's happening out there. So if you're confused, call our control room and someone will be able to help you and give you an answer.
Okay, practical advice for parents, for schools, businesses. Many schools, I think, are closed. So I think that does help people, businesses, people moving around today.
Look, my advice again is carry on with your daily life as per usual. And if there's something to be concerned about, we're going to communicate it and keep you informed. So stay alert, stay aware, and carry on. Just take in what the day has to offer and enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. Finally, anything else? Any other message to the community?
I think, look, my final message would probably be that everyone in the security industry is trying to make sure that everyone can have a safe day today. So try keep your day as normal as possible. And then again, stay alert and stay aware and just call anything in if you're unsure.
That is where we leave it. It is 8:53. Leron Saunders and the CSO team, thank you for all you do to keep our community safe.